Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets settled with modest losses, with no fresh signals from the Federal Reserve and no new developments in US-China trade talks. Dow lost 34 points, or 0.1%, with Caterpillar falling 2.4% after UBS downgraded the company to a sell from a buy rating previously and cut their 12-month price target to US$125 a share from US$154 previously, citing slowing demand in global construction as the main reason for the downgrade. Broader S&P 500 dipped 0.1%, as did the Nasdaq. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell delivered his semi-annual testimony to the Senate Banking Committee. In prepared remarks, Powell said the economy is healthy and the outlook favourable, but added that the Fed is also seeing cross-currents and conflicting signals that had weakened the case for further rate increases and made an otherwise positive economic outlook less certain. Mr. Powell is now due to appear before the House Financial Services Committee tonight, Australian time. Elsewhere, President Trump has arrived in Vietnam for a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. In US corporate earnings, Home Depot fell 0.9% after reporting adjusted fourth quarter earnings of US$2.09 per share, below analyst expectations for US$2.16 per share, and issuing weaker than expected guidance for 2019. AutoZone Inc. Gained over 5% after the auto parts retailer reported fiscal second quarter results that topped Wall Street's forecasts. Lowe's Companies, Campbell Soup Company and TJX Companies are among companies scheduled to release results tonight, Australian time. In US economic data, housing starts fell 11.2% in December from the previous month, the slowest pace of construction since September 2016. Separately, home prices also rose at their slowest pace since August 2015 in December, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. However, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index increased in February to 131.4 from 121.7 in January, comfortably ahead of economists' forecast for a reading of 124. Europe's main markets crept higher, Germany's DAX adding 0.3% and France's CAC up 0.1%. London's FTSE fell 0.5%. Marks & Spencer rose 3.2% following reports that the high street chain was in talks with Ocado Group to create a full online food delivery service. However, Standard Chartered PLC fell 0.6% after the bank posted a lower than expected net income margin. On the Brexit front, speaking in Parliament overnight, Prime Minister Theresa May confirmed that lawmakers will be able to vote on her deal for a second time by the 12th of March. If that fails, Parliament will vote on ruling out a no deal by the 13th of March and then a possible vote to extend Article 50 by the 14th of March. Pound sterling rose 1.25% to US$132.60 and touching its best level since September last year. Base metals were mixed, copper dipped to $293.86 a pound, zinc gained 1.2%, touching its highest level since early February earlier in the session. Nickel slipped 0.2%, aluminium rose 0.4%. Falls across the grades on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract down $1.09 to $83.75 a metric tonne, adding to Monday's 2.1% slide to make it five declines in a row. Lower grade fines fell 1.2% to $68.12 a metric tonne. Gold futures slipped $1 to $1,328.50 an ounce despite a weaker US dollar, and another fresh record high for palladium, touching $1,565.09 an ounce. All prices steadied following the previous session's 3% plus falls that came after President Trump publicly urged OPEC to lower the cost of crude. WTI inched 2 cents higher to $55.50 a barrel, Brent gained 45 cents to $65.21 a barrel. An OPEC source reportedly told Reuters that there is no doubt that the cartel would stick to its agreement to tighten crude supplies. Traders' attention now turns to the official inventory data released tonight, Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2.7 basis points to 2.65%, and the Aussie dollar is firmer this morning, buying approximately 71.88 US cents. Australian construction work done, a partial contributor to the GDP reading, is due at 11:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.